Hello and welcome to the latest interview. I'm joined by Slough Joint Manager Neil Baker. How are you doing, Neil?
I'm well, John. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. So, a run of consecutive wins, hoping to carry that on Saturday?
Yeah, like any game, we'll go into it wanting to get the 3 points. Dunstable obviously haven't had the best of starts. A new side put together, I think, in the summer. Predominantly young group of lads, but had a cracking result away at Royston last week, the bank holiday weekend, and then I think they were narrowly beaten by Royston again in the FA Cup on Saturday. So whilst they've had a few heavy defeats, you know, we have to set ourselves up in the right way and be professional about it, and if we are, I'm sure that we will play well and hopefully come away with 3 points.
Do you expect 3 points?
Yeah, I think you've got to say, you know, that you never expect anything in football. You know, always expect the unexpected. But you would hope that we should have enough to get the 3 points. But I'm sure they'll be doing everything they can. I'm sure they have bundles of energy and they'll come and they'll want to have a go at us and play at our place. So, you know, it'll be like any game. It'll be a tough game, but we should hopefully have enough to get ourselves by.
And in terms of what you've been up to this week, trained twice?
We had a friendly on Tuesday against Harrow. They brought a side along. You know, we managed to get 90 minutes into a lot of players, some that haven't had quite as much so far this season. Inzi had another 90 minutes. And yeah, it was a really good run out, to be honest. No injuries. Won the game 4-0. Warren scored a couple of goals first half. Second one was an excellent goal, and then second half, Brad scored one, and Lenchi got a penalty. So no, it was another positive evening. And then tonight we've had a really good session. Quality was excellent tonight. Really pleased, and you know, we're all raring to go for Saturday.
Yeah, and in terms of the squad position, are there any injuries or any absences?
We'll be missing Nathan Smart for the next two games. He's away abroad for a good friend's wedding, so he'll miss the next two games, Saturday and Tuesday. In terms of injuries, Inzi is a little bit tight from the two games in quick succession. You know, he's probably in sort of almost pre-season mode as such, because he hasn't had a pre-season. So he did a little bit of light training tonight. What we might do is hold him back for Tuesday. And then in terms of other things, Floody hasn't trained this week. He's been away from Sunday to Friday. So I think he gets back tomorrow afternoon from Portugal. Other than that, I think we're in pretty good shape.
And so you've got to then select a squad of, you know, a match day squad. No FA Cup luxuries of having the whole squad there.
No, as I say, obviously Nathan will is away, so you know he misses out. And as I say, we'll probably rest Inzi and get him right for Tuesday. He'll probably come and do a session before the game tomorrow. Saturday. And it gets harder. You know, it's always a juggling act, and whilst everyone is fit, we just have to keep trying to keep people happy. And another positive tonight is Harrison Jilks trained for the first time in over a year. So he was in with the lads tonight, and we sort of restricted it to no tackling against him. He was a spare man. But he looked really sharp tonight, so that was a real positive as well.
Yeah, now three games on the bounce at home. Looking forward to being back at Arbour Park.
Yes, very much so. It's great playing at Arbour Park. The pitch is always fantastic, and we like to play. So we really look forward to it. Three very different games in what we've got to face. Culminating in the Dulwich game, which is a huge game.
And what are you hoping for over these three games? Is there any targets that you're setting yourself?
Yeah, three wins, John. we want to win every game we can. I mean, in reality, you tack on the back end of pre-season, and you include obviously the game on Tuesday. I think we've won 12 games from 13. So the lads are used to winning. We want to win. And we'll be doing everything we can to try and make sure that we pick up pick up 6 points and try and get through in the next round of the FA Cup.
Excellent. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, Neil. Look forward to Saturday, and we'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, John.
Thank you.